They separated until the referee started the match. At once, the beast raced to Startok's side, her hands a flurry of movement. He blocked what he could, but he took several jabs to his abdomen. He kicked out with his foot and struck her leg, but she didn't fall. The hits rained down on him, and he worked his way around the arena, trying to stay out of reach. Let her tire herself out, he thought, and maybe he would have a chance. The crowd raged at his antics, demanding he fight in earnest. With a groan, he pushed himself to action. He launched his fists out ahead of him and slipped through her defenses, plunging into her stomach and knocking her down. The crowd roared. She sprang to her feet, and he charged again. She was ready for him, and she sidestepped, twisting and grabbing his hands, thrusting them down as she swept his leg. He tumbled, crashing into the cage bars as he went. Sparks flared into his vision, but she didn't wait for him to get up. Her feet pounded into him, and he groaned in pain. She made one kick too many, however. He tightened his stomach and grabbed her ankle, wrenching her foot from under her. She fell and rolled away, clutching her side. They eyed each other and stood slowly. She wiped sweat from her face, then she raced forward again. Startok braced himself for impact and took the brunt of her strike to his chest. He grappled her and tossed her down. Furious, she stamped back to her feet, wiping blood from her lip. A new fire lit her eyes, and Startok took an involuntary step backward. Her arms at her sides, tensing, she growled and stalked toward him, cracking her neck in anticipation. Startok didn't know what to do. He squatted to loosen his legs and flexed his fingers. She pursued him relentlessly. Then she blazed forth, her arms moving faster than he could track. She pummeled him until he fell. With a scream, she leaped onto him, her arms swinging madly. He curled into a ball to absorb the onslaught. There was little else he could do. His thoughts turned inward, away from the beating, and then he saw light. A dim, blue glow inside him raced through his body to each battered location. It flared briefly and vanished, only to reappear with the next strike. He reached for the light, calling for strength. With a flare, it answered his call, and he opened his eyes to the raging woman as her arms fell into him. At once, Startok stretched his body out, knocking her away. He rolled onto his feet and entered a fighting stance. A look of anger shone in her eyes.
How?
He hurried forward, swinging his fists, empowered by the light inside him. She blocked his assault, pushed backward toward the wall. She crashed into the stone and he pressed his arms against her, pinning her. But she wasn't finished. She kneed him and shoved him away. Her hands came up and she punched the air, reaching for him, but he kept out of the way. She turned her head, winding up for a strike, and her hair swept to the side. He grabbed the long locks and wrenched them forward. She shrieked and lost her footing, falling again. Startok stepped away.
Concede.
Her voice was but a whisper.
Never.
She strained and pushed herself to her feet, clearly exhausted. Her hands went up in defense as she stared at him, waiting for him to strike. The wildness in her emerald eyes betrayed a deep sadness. She would fight to the death if necessary, but he wouldn't be the one to kill her. The roaring crowd demanded action, and Startok knew what he had to do. He raced toward her, swinging his arm in a wide arc. She ducked the blow and issued her own, stinging him in the side. She kicked, whirled, and struck again. Startok took each strike, half-heartedly returning his own. When he felt her barrage was enough, he fell and endured her additional beating until the referee called the fight.